Hello, Carl here, West Side Gadget Guy. Sorry, it's been a few days since I've had an update, actually longer than a few days. This is the day before the AT&T MMS launch. Amazing that this is actually big news. Amazing only because, you know, we realize that this is not a new technology, but it's a new application of an existing technology to a new device. Go figure. Apple iPhone being the new device, the MMS of sending picture messages actually being the old technology. Keep in mind, an MMS, a multimedia message, is only a small data chunk that's being sent between cellular devices only. So it's nothing special. The only reason it's even getting any kind of traction, again, is because when you have a new product like the iPhone come out, new products tend to do new things, and certainly all of the old things. So when you have a new product that's doing new things and somehow starts missing some of the old things, there's always going to be some blowback. This seemed to be not only a big issue because of that, but the fact that AT&T tended to be very quiet about the issue to begin with, and then say it's coming, and then not have it, and then have the announcement at Apple when the 3.0 software was firmware was being upgraded, to then find out that so many other countries around the world were going to have this capability on their iPhone, but not the US, where the phone is actually designed and, well, I guess I can't say manufactured, but certainly designed and sold, was just so many kicks, so many hard kicks in the head. So today, being the day before the official launch, we've got some questions to think about. Number one, do you think it's going to launch tomorrow? My opinion, I think it's going to launch tomorrow, but I think we're going to have some horrific downtimes. I understand that you're going to have to plug your iPhone in and get a quick update, or do a carrier update on the phone, not sure which one yet, before you'll be able to actually get the MMS capabilities. I think we're going to have a major bottleneck at that point. After that, of course, everyone, his mother, his brother, and sister, is going to be sending MMSs just because they can, which is understandable because, you know what, for a long time, they just couldn't. So I think we're going to have some real heartaches tomorrow. In the long run, I think we're actually going to have the MMS functionality working as it's supposed to be, but I think it's going to take quite a while before the bugs are actually ironed out. So I don't think we're quite out of the woods on this issue yet. We will see tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. This is the West Side Gadget Guy, also syndicated at westsidetoday.com. Thanks for listening.